You're listening to the All Sport Breakfast Podcast with Darcy Waldegrave from Newstalk ZB.
And here comes Jim Dolan. We just touched on it, and Jim's going to dig deeper. LIV Golf, Jim, is back, baby. Welcome to the program.
You didn't tell me I had to follow Elliot Smith. Those big boots to fill.
They are indeed. Maybe bring your own boots.
Yes.
Just saying.
Yes, indeed. LIV Adelaide. It's crazy. I had so many friends who were so excited to go across to this. I think they had over 35,000 on day one, and they're expecting many, many more tomorrow. So Taylor Swift put a spike in the economy earlier this year with her tour, and maybe LIV Adelaide is going to do the same thing for South Australia's economy. It's certainly off to flying start. Mark Leachman, one of the Aussies, he reckons that a birdie blitz will decide the tournament on the weekend. He's declaring that he was too conservative last year, and he's just going to be going at it with the wedge, as like he expects many other players to do. He's 5-under. Fellow Aussies Matt Jones, 6-under. Cam Smith, 4-under. Had plenty of attention. Japan's Kasuma, an eagle and 7 birdies. That's a nice way to start. He's in the lead, and I'd imagine you're all excited about Danny Lee, who we saw plenty of him in the coverage too. And that's the other thing too, is it's not just focused on a couple of the American players. We actually got to see players from all around the world in the TV coverage, unlike some of the things we see in America. And there's talk that they want to do more on a world tour basis, and I think it's off to a good start, whether you love it or not. I don't know about the series myself, but it's certainly the most popular golf in Australia at this time.
What's the attraction? What is it, just about a few beers in the sun, the fact that everyone wants to join in and have a party? Is it the golf? Why are people turning up en masse to this event?
Well, there's plenty of yobbos there in the hole, and the mashed potato crowd somehow made their way from America to here.
Get on the hole!
I'm quite prepared for the death penalty to be brought back for some of those things. But, it's just a chance to be up close to world-class players. John Rahm, probably not such a big fan of Australia, given he seemed to spend most of his first round directing people to get out of the way and give him some room to play a shot. He didn't look great yesterday, but he still shot 4 or 5 under. So, but everybody's loving the chance to get close to some world-class players and seeing some great golf. And if Mark Leishman saying birdies are going to be the way to go, I think the crowd's in for a big weekend.
Not sure about your choice of words, death penalty there, when you look at the fact that it's a Saudi-backed tour, but that's another story. Let's move on quickly before I get into all sorts of grief. Good and bad in Tiger Town. What's happening? Someone being declawed.
Well, the bad is that they played at Campbelltown today against the Broncos, and Payne Haas and Adam Reynolds are back for the Brisbane team. So the West Tigers normally get the Broncos in the origin period and put up a good fight, but they're going to be pretty much full strength tonight, just a couple of key players missing. The good news for the Tigers is that Shane Richardson, who's slowly starting to turn things around in Tiger Town, he's agreed to be the full-time CEO. He's aiming high. He has declared during his time at the club that there is no reason they can't become a consistent top-four team. Let's hope those words don't come back to haunt him.
Well, they will. They always do. You just can't say anything positive like that. You're bound to be strangled and pulled down. I mean, look at the positivity around the Warriors. That's worked well in the last 3 weeks. Shouldn't laugh. They're my team.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Super Rugby, W Super Rugby, not just the blokes version.
Yes. There's a lot of talk now where Ellis is one of the smaller Waratahs. She's hard to miss because she's just so small on the field against some of the bigger ladies. She's 160 centimetres tall and 55 kilos. Oh, did I mention she's 16? So she's obviously got a lot of confidence to get on the field against fully aged women. And she reckons that being so small is a superpower and allows her to get around the field and do her bit. And she expects to be a big player in the season for the Waratahs. But, wow, 16, I know you've got a lot of bravery at 16 and nothing bothers you, but 160 centimetres and 55 kilos, that does seem little on a rugby field.
It does, but you think of all the penalty opportunities that you'll have when people accidentally coat hang her because she's so small, and that low centre of gravity as well. It's actually really quite good in the tackle. It does bring some issues for the other players to actually deal with someone of that diminutive size.
Yeah, but when you're on the bottom of a mall or a ruck, I don't think that's that great.
And on that, we'll let you get on with your busy old day, Jim. You go and get in the hole. Sorry. Didn't mean it.
Thanks, Dad.
Thanks very much, mate.
For more from the All Sport Breakfast with Darcy Waltergrave, listen live to News Talk ZB on Saturday mornings or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.